Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. How about this name? King of Kings. Who do you think that describes? 1 Timothy chapter 6, 13 through 16. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is blessed and only sovereign, King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Man, what a rich passage of Scripture. Let's just pull out of that the name King of Kings. The Jewish people were looking for a king. They were oppressed under the heavy hand of Rome. They wanted one to deliver them and rule over them. The coming of their king was not what they expected. A baby born to poor parents in the little town of Bethlehem, that went unnoticed, except for some shepherds in the field and magi from the east. Then things started to change. Jesus healed the disabled and caused the blind to see. He fed a crowd of 5,000 men plus the women and children, probably 10,000 people, with just a few loaves of bread and a couple fish. He brought a dead man back to life. And when he rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, one religious leader noted that it seemed like the whole world was following him. Their hopes and dreams then were shattered when Jesus died on a cross. But 3 days later, the king rose from the dead. The King of Kings conquered death itself. The King of Kings paid the ransom for sin's penalty. The King of Kings made a way for all to have a personal relationship with the Creator. God is not only our King, He alone is supreme. The blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Heavenly Father, you are the blessed and only ruler. You alone are the Creator. You are immortal, live in unapproachable light. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To you be honor and glory forever. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.